Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour. You feeling happy, Dom?
I'm pretty happy. It's hump day, man. We're good.
You know, we had some damn fine guests in hour number one. Thank you, Brendan Fisher. Thank you, of course, our good friend, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Such a gracious man, but he's a smiling assassin. I'm telling you, man. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, if you have not tuned in to the morning cannolis, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on the Civic Media across the network. Do so. Do yourself a favor. How about you, CJ? Tune in for it. Learn something. So anyways, thank you, Jim. Here's what I've learned, Dom. Here's the breaking news for hour two. Here it is. Trump is returning to Facebook. My phone was blowing up. Like, I'm like, oh, man, Trump's back on Facebook. Every news outlet, Trump's back on Facebook for 2024. You know, because he's running for president. I don't know if you noticed them.
Now, he keeps telling people that's the case, but yeah, I don't believe it.
I've got some additional reporting. You know, that barely broke. And here's the headline over at one of my favorite sources, the Raw story, Dom. Trump immediately starts trashing Facebook after it unbans him from platform. I want to share some of the trashing with you. You, the fine audience. Dom, you can read along. You can find it. It's on the Raw story. Facebook parent company Meta on Wednesday announced it was letting former President Donald Trump back on its platform. And Trump immediately responded by trashing him. How gracious of the man. Nothing like a sore winner. Is he a winner in this case? He just served out his 2-year suspension.
His term. Time off for good behavior. Not really.
That seems unlikely. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump attacked Meta forever banning him in the first place after he spread lies about the 2020 election on Facebook that incited the deadly January 6th riots at the United States Capitol building. Dom, some of us call that a seditious conspiracy, an insurrection even. Some call it a coup against the government. But here's what Trump says today. Facebook, which has lost billions of dollars in value since deplatforming your favorite president. Really? I thought Barack Obama was still on there. Me! Oh, Trump thinks he's my favorite president. Has just announced that they are reinstating my account. Such a thing should never again happen to a sitting president. You're not a sitting president, you schmuck. Or anybody else. I guess he was, though. Right? When he...
It was a lame duck president who just inspired an attack on the country, but I guess after 2 years, Facebook's fine with that.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Hashtag Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence.
Hashtag Anyways. Hang Mike Pence. Facebook fine with that.
Such a thing should never happen again to a sitting president or anybody else who's not deserving of retribution. That's followed by an exclamation. Well, you are deserving of retribution, fella, to my fair opinion. And then it's all caps all the way to the end. Thank you to Truth Social for doing such an incredible job. Your growth is outstanding and future unlimited. And you know it must be, Dom. Because
it's three exclamation points.
The future's so bright, he's got to wear shades, Dom. Even though Trump bashed Facebook, he notably also did not rule out returning to the platform as his 2024 presidential campaign gets going. You know, they're just gearing up, Dom.
Ugh.
He's back on Twitter. He's back on Facebook. I mean,
well, he's allowed on Twitter, but he hasn't really tweeted, right? And he's allowed on Facebook, but he hasn't really posted, right?
He just got back like an hour ago, dude. Give him time.
Yeah, but I mean, he posted on his Truthy Social. He could have posted that on Facebook. He could have done it on Twitter, but he hasn't, thankfully. And I, you know, what are these platforms letting him back on for in the first place? The guy literally orchestrated an attack on our country.
Boy,
from the inside, as a sworn president who lost an election, coordinated with members of Congress who are now sit in oversight committees, those same Congress folks who ignored lawful subpoenas from the January 6th committees are now going to expect others, anybody else, I mean, anybody who gets a subpoena from GYM Jordan should put that thing in the fireplace, as far as I'm concerned. That guy didn't honor his subpoena. Why should anybody honor theirs? And therein lies the crux.
Here's another. So anyways, Trump's back on Facebook. Boom. Looking forward to seeing him on the stream occasionally, you know, as you're looking through the grandkids photos and that kind of stuff.
Just block it.
Block Trump.
Yeah.
Dom, do you see that Kevin McCarthy is apparently formally moving forward blocking two Democratic Congress people who led the Trump impeachment efforts from committee assignments? Do you see all that?
I have seen it, yes.
What do you think about that? A little retribution, as they say.
I think it's petty, and you know, I'm not clear, you know, how what the Democrats can do. They can put up a big fight and a fuss, but you know, if it's up to McCarthy, he can do what he wants. He's the Speaker, right?
But he's shedding votes from his. There is a bipartisan effort against this move. You know, even his own caucus does not support
this. Come on,
this
is MAGA Republicans, man. If a majority of people wanted something else, I don't know, like a different president, do you think MAGAs care whether or not they actually are in the numerical minority in a democracy? If they think they got the right to, you know, push something through, they will do it. That's it. They've shown their cards. This is who they are.
Dominic, CNN reporting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday officially denied seats on the House Intelligence Committee to Democratic Reps Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff, the former chairman of the panel. He was the chair of the panel. Now he's not allowed to serve on it because retribution. The decision reflects increasingly politicized nature of one of Congress's most important national security committees, and was swiftly met with outrage by two California Democrats, both of whom play key roles in the impeachment of former President Donald Trump.
There you go.
Quote number one, I cannot put partisan loyalty ahead of national security, and I cannot simply recognize years of service as the sole criteria for membership on this essential committee. Integrity matters more. Kevin McCarthy wrote in a letter to the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. And then, of course, he put it on Twitter. McCarthy has also cited, Dom, a new standard for Democrats for why he would strip Schiff and Swalwell, both of California, from their committee assignments. The Democrat-led House in 2021 removed Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona from their committees for inflammatory rhetoric, including support of violence against Democratic members of Congress. Now MTG is part of the establishment in the Republican Congress.
It's all fair. Violence against your political opponents and a cartoon on Twitter? Totally fine.
So here's a little bit more from McCarthy. Here's the new standard, Tom. In the letter, McCarthy added that it is my assessment that the misuse of this panel during the 116th and 117th Congresses severely undermined its primary national security and oversight missions, you know, covering for Donald Trump, ultimately leaving our nation less safe. Again, this is what McCarthy is claiming, and that he wants the panel to be one of the genuine honesty and credibility that regains the trust of the American people. I would say mission accomplished, Don.
It's gaslighting. It's bizarro world. It's everything opposite world. Political vengeance from CNN. It's political vengeance, Swalwell said, following the decision on Tuesday. It's too bad because that committee has always been a bipartisan committee, and he's taking one of the most precious pieces of glassware in the congressional cabinet and smashing it, and the damage is going to be irreparable. He added that if a Democrat advocated for violence against another member of Congress, I would support getting rid of them. Schiff told reporters that if McCarthy thinks this is going to stop me from vigorously pushing back against his efforts to tear down these institutions, he's going to find out how wrong he is. I think this is a terrible move on his part, and once again, showing McCarthy just catering to the most extreme elements of his conference. Schiff will sit on the Judiciary Committee, according to a Democratic aide, while Swalwell told CNN he will sit on the Judiciary and Homeland Security panels. Some House Republicans have criticized McCarthy, as Crudy mentioned, McCarthy's move ejecting the Democrats from the intelligence panel. GOP Rep. Victoria Spartz of Indiana said in a statement she opposes the push to remove the Dems. I appreciate these Republican members speaking out against what McCarthy is doing, Schiff later told CNN. I think it does show that there are Republicans who understand this is very ill-considered. It's just going to damage the institution. It's not justified. These efforts are not at all bipartisan. Indeed, the opposite to what is bipartisan. The three Democrats whom McCarthy ousted or planned to oust stood in unity at a Capitol news conference on Wednesday. A quote from Swalwell: "The three of us have chosen to stick together because this isn't about any individual committee assignments. This is about an institution where the Speaker of the House is using his power to go after his political opponents and to pick them off the field." They all seemed in agreement that the destructive move was especially hypocritical, given embattled Rep. George Santos has been seated on committees. I mean, of course, the hypocrisy is just, it's such gaslighting. It's so brazen and bare and obvious. Ah, but what the hell, right? He's the speaker. He can do what he wants. Democrats and Republicans have called on Santos to resign following a series of false statements he has made. "This is a Republican speaker who is seating a human fraud, George Santos, on committees, a serial fabricator about every part of his existence. He's perfectly comfortable with it," Schiff said. Yes, McCarthy is. This is MAGA, George Santos. Marjorie Three-Toed Green, this is now the face of the Republican Party. Congratulations. And don't forget, Santos, through a cousin of some other, you know, Russian oligarch, also tied in with all of that. This is who was running the Republican Party. And McCarthy thinks that, you know, he's all about honesty and transparency and, you know, bringing people back. But then he puts people like Jim Jordan and George Santos on committees. Of course, it's contradictory, it's hypocritical, and it's gaslighting to the mega degree.
Dominic, of course, we've also exceeded our debt limit as a country, and we need the Republicans to put forth their plan.
What plan?
Can't wait to talk about the Republican plan. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
Facebook has not earned our blind faith.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on this fine production at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, going to the phones momentarily. It's starting to fill up. We'll get there. But someone shared with me, I believe it was Terry, George Santos bobbleheads with the cause unveiled. You know, we have the National Bobblehead Museum in beautiful Milwaukee, where you often broadcast from. George Santos bobbleheads with a cause unveiled. And I got to tell you, they're striking. They're a nuts on of George Santos.
I know, but I didn't recognize him with the blue suit. I was looking for the red dress.
I see what you did there. Dateline Milwaukee this morning, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum unveiled the first George Santos bobbleheads. Notice I said heads, plural. Santos, the recently elected Republican congressman from New York, has been caught in a slew of lies and deceptions about his resume, family heritage, and personal life. That's the nicest way you could say it.
That is very, very, very nice.
And he's now under investigation by multiple organizations. The special edition bobbleheads are being produced by the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
So
do you think they asked? I don't think they did, because let me read from the second
paragraph. He'd want a piece of the action, man.
Well, wouldn't we all? Merchandising them.
That's where the real money is, Crudy.
You know, we got to get a Crudy and Dom bobblehead. That's when you're really talking. But two versions of this fine bobblehead are being offered. A standard version and one with an elongated nose representing the mounting number of lies and fabrications surrounding Santos' background. That's the Pinocchio style, right, Dom? The bobblehead will play clips of some of Santos's biggest lies in his own words at the touch of a button. Each bobblehead will be individually numbered, and they're only available through the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame Museum online store. The bobbleheads, which are expected to ship in May, are $30 each, or $55 for the matching set, plus flat rate shipping. National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. Anything more that's interesting and good? They just talked about him being Jew-ish, like Jew-adjacent.
The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum will be donating $5 from every George Santos bobblehead sold to dog-related GoFundMe campaigns. Recently,
to that dead guy's... The yes. dead dog, the veteran. Oh,
yeah, the veteran, man. Rich Ostoff, veteran, Navy veteran from New Jersey, revealed Santos, then introduced as Anthony DeValder, launched a GoFundMe campaign in 2016 to raise $3,000 for life-saving surgery for his beloved service dog. But Santos slash Anthony DeValder slash whatever he's going by now, he kept the money. So that's nice. A little donation.
Oh. They've got a good sense of humor about it. You know, like if I was looking for the joke punchline, I'd have said dog rescue charities or something, right?
And that's what it is.
And that's what it is. They beat me to the punchline. 844-967-2789. Lou from Cudahy. Welcome back, Lou. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lou.
Bedwetters, my goodness. You're all jacked up and all exercised over there.
Yes, yes.
Swalwell guy. My goodness.
Swalwell
had Eric Swalwell, the guy in Congress. He yes. had a relationship with a Chinese spy.
Yes.
And that's okay for you to put him back on the Intelligence Committee? That
well,
doesn't work.
There's
for
a little more detail to that, Lou. You care to finish the story?
I want to finish the story. Yeah, I think he also had a relationship with, didn't he offer that same person?
No, he didn't. He had a relationship, and when he found out and was told by the FBI that she might be compromised, might be a Chinese agent, he severed the relationship, and it was no longer a relationship, Lou.
And that was years ago, Lou.
Yes.
Well, thank goodness. I wonder how many American defense secrets this person got away
really?
With.
Really? Is that your main concern, Lou? So tell me more about your boy Trump then. Want to talk about defense secrets, Lou? Are you fine with Donald Trump? Are you fine with that, Lou?
We'll talk about...
We're talking about it right now, Lou. Talk about defenses. Are you fine with what your president has done with those documents, Lou? It's very simple, man. You talk about it on the Dem side, you can respond on the Republican side. If you're going to bring something like that up, Lou, you have to at least defend your own kind. See, that's how it happens, Lou. You're not going to be able to talk over me because I got the buttons and I can control how this works. So you want to come up here and call us bedwetters? Whatever, dude. You know, you are the megas out there, man. You're the guys that say, you know, oh my God, drag queens, that's a strip club. No, it's not. You know, you and Scott Walker, right? You and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lou. You guys are all the same. The difference is when I see something bad, I don't think Swalwell did anything bad. He wasn't accused of. He was investigated. He wasn't charged with anything. That's what happens. People try to get inside. Look at Mar-a-Lago. How many people try to get inside, Lou? Lots and lots of people. Look at the hotel in D.C. that Trump ran, Lou. How many people were paying off on that? You got a problem with that? You got a problem with your boy sitting on his ass for 3 hours while his Lou's like you out there, man, attacking the Capitol, beating the hell out of police for 3 hours, didn't do a damn thing, didn't call in the cavalry, Lou? And you're going to talk about a guy like Eric Swalwell? I mean, I'm fine, man. I can be critical of my own side, of my own kind. But I'm consistent, Lou, unlike you hypocritical bastards. Thanks for the call, man.
I'd like to make a confession on behalf of the panel. I'm pretty sure one time you wet your bed in college, Dom. That, by definition, would make you a bedwetter. Lou's absolutely right about you.
Hey, just because the bed's wet doesn't mean it was, you know, wetted. You know what I mean?
Not really.
All right, well.
I don't need an explanation. Let's not go there. 844-967-2789. Our pal Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, I'm trying to let you on. Bear with me. Welcome. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
That was outstanding. Give it to him again. Harder, harder. Jeez. Independence. Button take numbers. I love it. Thank you so much for that. Don't forget Maria Butina. either. The Russian spy who went to prison. Woo hoo hoo. Well, anyway, you know, I'll tell you, this is an abuse of power. I do not feel safe with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my God. And all the people he's got, a bunch of idiots that I wonder if they would really pass a clearance, you know, for any kind of material intelligence.
Hell, Ivanka, Jared Kushner couldn't pass clearance, and they were working in the White House and taking billions, literally billions. Compare that with any accusation alleged at Hunter Biden, and the numbers are really quite small in comparison. Jeannie, thank you for your call. We got to sneak into break. Here are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. More of Lou's and others' phone calls. Don't be a Lou.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Only gets better when you join us. 844-967-2789. Dom, that was sort of rude. Kind of blasted. Double-barreled Lou. No, he had it coming, no doubt.
Come on, man.
But here's what I would say. If Lou was a small business owner in the state of Wisconsin, I would give Lou some free advertising. But only tomorrow. Not today. Not after that performance. But, buddy, you know this big giveaway we've been promising the people tomorrow? We're giving away $1 million, dude. That's a lot of jing. That is a lot of advertising dollars. Every small business, or damn near everyone, you got to have a brick and mortar, got to have a location. But if you got a real business in the state of Wisconsin, especially that sort of Main Street hometown business, you're going to go to the top of the list. But tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, one day only, this network, statewide, the Death Star, it gets turned on, buddy. We're going to give away $1 million. $1 million in advertising. And here's the point. I didn't even know this, but I have come to learn.
Yeah.
Other hosts on this fine network, they're gunning for us, dude. Like, we got a target. Like, they are all trying to get their listeners, because you get credit. You got to go to the website. You got to tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you. Because if you don't, others are going to think they're a far superior product to the greatest radio show ever.
And, of course, that's not true because, as the announcer says twice a day, this is the greatest radio show ever.
And we have the greatest audience ever. And if you are a small business owner or a, you know, a fine organization, or you got friends or know someone, everybody's got a favorite business, tell them tomorrow's the day. Get on the website. Starts at 9 o'clock, civicmedia.us/$1 million giveaway. Find it there. Sign up. It's free. There's no strings attached.
Does it matter away if it's a service or manufacturing or a nonprofit? Does any of those things matter?
We're just defining small business, which I think the feds define as under 500 employees. So that's pretty much the vast majority of every right business in the state of Wisconsin. If you are not a member of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, you are eligible to win.
It just
free
requires a physical location.
Yes, yeah. Brick and mortar. Got to have right a real office.
Right on. And sign up. And when they sign up, they can notify during the sign up that the Devil's Advocate sent them.
Yeah, there's a little drop down screen.
All right.
If you got to look a little harder, don't be dropping in some other fine, but not quite as fine radio product in that drop down. Even if you heard it somewhere else, but you heard it here loudest and clearest, give the greatest radio show ever credit, please. Because I don't want to find out I'm not the top dog around this joint, you know? If there are other shows whooping our ass, Dom, I'm going to have to reconsider my entire existence. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Claire, welcome, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hello, guys.
The other Claire. We've had both Claires heard from. Did you hear the other Claire? She calls herself the original Claire. She called from Baraboo yesterday.
Yeah, I tipped her off to your AM channel.
Oh, nice. Right on, thank Claire. You. Appreciate that, man. It's been a long time. Good to hear from you.
Well, I've been listening consistently. Just didn't have much to say. But this George Santos bobblehead, that's all well and good, but when are they going to do the butt plug? I need one to go with my walker butt plug.
You would have to ask our friend Fernando down in Miami, but, you know, maybe we'll reach out politicalsculptor.com if you're looking for the Scott Walker Devil's Advocates limited edition. I'm telling you, no better Valentine's Day gift ever existed than that little Scott Walker Eagle Scout. Oh, it's the spitting image, bald spot, and everything.
It's such fine art, Claire. I'm glad you're enjoying it. You know, I'm not clear, but maybe, you know, there should be a butt plug Hall of Fame. There's a bobblehead Hall of Fame. I would submit. I would submit the Scott Walker and perhaps the a soon to be commissioned George Santos, if that's your real name, butt plug to the butt plug Hall of Fame, Claire.
I'm gonna look it up. I got to think Fernando is probably one step ahead of us on this one.
Okay, well, maybe they could put it next to the Mustard Museum.
Right. You know, they made...
I'll let you guys go. I'll call again.
Yeah, man, always. Yeah, please. That's awesome. Thanks. Good to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Hey, be careful. There's Devil Radio Mustard. Devil's Advocates Radio Mustard in the Mustard Museum.
That was some spicy stuff.
That was the finest mustard ever made. Let me see. George Santos. Some Trump stuff. Putin's a target. Oh, yeah. Scotty Wanker. There he is. Scott Walker butt plug with the Devil's Advocates on the bottom.
It's special edition. It's a sign of quality.
I see a Rand Paul, a Ted Cruz. You got a W. Rick Scott. Rick Scott made it. Kim Jong-un. Phil Robertson. You know, the guy from... the racist homophobic guy from the Duck Dynasty. I think Joel Clayfish is his buddy. Anything else? I know I'd seen the Scott Walker pencil holder, only you know, he holds it with his derriere, if you will. Another fine object. Find it at politicalsculptor.com. Our buddy Fernando, he does good work. I don't see a George Santos. We'll have to make a recommendation. Also, Tom Brady.
It's a Tom Brady butt
plug. There is a Tom Brady. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the fair audience. On the phones, Drew from Lake Mills. Welcome, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Devils. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Fair to middling, since Lou called.
Hey, I have the most Donald Trump story that you might ever hear, okay? I'm a huge golf fan, big golfer, and down at Trump International last weekend, they held the members-only championship. So only the members get to play in this tournament, right? The tournament is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they play a practice round on Thursday. So Trump goes out, and obviously he wins this golf tournament. However, what he didn't tell anybody was that he took his practice round, shot -5 in his practice round, but the first round he shot like 10 over. So instead of counting his first round, he said, no, I'm going to take my practice round because it was better. So when the guys got to the course on Saturday, thinking they had, you know, Trump was 10 over, they're, you know, 5-6 under. He actually posts his score. They show up and find out that he's actually 5 under because he's going to count his practice round instead of his actual first round. And I think that's the most Trump thing ever.
Winter rules, Drew.
You know, Rick Riley from Sports Illustrated wrote a book about Donald Trump and his cheating ways. So wrote a book about golf, but one of the chapters, yes, I think, was devoted to what a golf cheat that Donald Trump was. I mean, really,
the worst. I can't imagine. I don't know who would want to play with him because you stand absolutely no chance because he's just going to tell everybody he won and they're going to believe it.
Winner rules your otter. Improve your lie.
Right?
You know, that's some excellent reporting, Drew. Thank you. You brought that one to my attention. I had not seen, but here are many, many headlines. Donald Trump accused of cheating at the highest level at golf and his humiliating nickname. I didn't know he had a nickname, Dom. This looks like new reporting, though. Donald Trump has been bragging about his strength and stamina to win his latest golf tournament.
Stamina.
But his rivals have accused him of kicking his ball forward and throwing his opponents in a bunker. Donald Trump is not known for his honesty. Really? And his dubious antics on the golf course have gained him a humiliating nickname. The former U.S. president is a massive fan of the sport, both personally and professionally, as he owns 17 golf courses worldwide throughout the Trump organization. According to legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus, Trump, and here's a quote, loves the game of golf more than he loves money. And he installed a $50,000 room-size simulator in the White House, having opened his first course in 99. Pardon me, Trump owns sites in the U.S., Ireland, Scotland, and they have a staggering combined losses of $315 million over the last two decades. He's not even good at running a golf course. That must be a money laundering.
He's got 17 golf courses, losing $35 million a year, so he's averaging a $2 million loss on each golf course every year. $350 million over 10, that's $35 million a year, 17 golf courses, right? Divided by two, over $2 million a year per golf. I mean, I could lose $2 million a year. That's no great feat. If you spend $2 million more a year than you take in, that's how you lose $2 million.
I think you're capable.
I would try my best.
A little bit more here from the coverage at the Mirror. The former president has been accused of throwing opponents' balls into bunkers without them seeing and demanding 10-foot putts are conceded. Oh, that's a gimme. That's a gimme.
10 feet, man.
To say Donald Trump cheats is like saying Michael Phelps swims, wrote Rick Riley in his 2019 book, Commander and Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. Commander and Cheat.
It just depends on, course rules, man. House rules. Depends how it is. And if it's the house is owned by a guy like Donald Trump, then apparently the rules are what Donald Trump says the rules are.
You know you're playing on a Trump course too, right? Here's what Riley said of him. He cheats at the highest level. He cheats when people are watching. He cheats when they aren't. He cheats whether you like it or not. He cheats because that's how he plays golf. If you're playing golf with him, he's going to cheat. It's claimed Trump has a handicap of 2.8. That would be extraordinarily low. I don't believe it. Not for, lower scores are better in golf, which would put him in the top 5% of American players. Riley, a Sports Illustrated columnist who has played with Trump in the past, also said that if the Apprentice star's handicap was a 2.8, then Queen Elizabeth is a pole vaulter. He also claims Trump doesn't abide by golf etiquette, never taking his cap off for the end of round handshake or removing it in the clubhouse afterwards. I even take the badger cap off when I'm sitting down for a meal or end of a golf round, Dom. I don't golf much often, not like I used to.
Oh, tell me more about the golf etiquette so I can puke a little bit more in the back of my mouth.
Well, you just take a hat off. If you're wearing a hat and you go to shake a guy's hand, you take your hat off. That's Why? The etiquette.
Why?
Just a sign of respect for your opponent, Don.
Yeah, okay.
Mostly it shows the fact that your forehead is all white because you've been wearing a hat all day, and the rest of your face is all sweaty and sand-covered.
That's cute. That's nice. Everyone's got their etiquette, I guess. But honestly, at the end of the day, who cares? The first time, when I first started going to a golf club, my friends of mine belong to a private golf course. I go and you gotta wear a collar shirt. I go, what? What do you mean you gotta wear a collar shirt? I was incensed. So I played with a t-shirt because I didn't have a collar shirt. Because F that guy. And then, but ultimately, yes, I ended up getting a collar shirt because, that's what they do at Bushwood. The whole thing's just a little strange to me. And I like hitting them. I've gone to the simulators here several months in a row, having drinks with friends and hanging out. That's been fun. The whole etiquette and the mentality. Guys like Trump like golf, so that makes me not want to like golf.
You know what the caddies call Trump? They call him Pele, after the recently departed Brazilian soccer star, because he kicks his ball so often. Dom, I used to have that golf course house. There was a heavy metal rock and roll golf outing. And I look out my back window, and there's literally a guy standing 4 feet off my porch in a wife beater t-shirt, and he's lining up to hit the golf ball back onto the course. And I knock the glass. I just tap the glass, and he looks up at me like he's done me a favor, and he says, "Well, at least I didn't take a divot." And I'm thinking, that's just because you topped the ball like Dominic does right before he cheats. Come back, more Devils.
He's a Cinderella boy, the normally reserved against the crowd. Going wild.
A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
Oh, he got all of that one. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
This one's for Lou.
Don't fake notes, what you say.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Evan, always contributing, man. Appreciate it. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you can hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic Badger is going to tip off a little after 6 o'clock. You can hear it on the Civic Media Network, WFHR, WRCE, and Amory just rebranded WLAK Lake Air. It's got a new call sign. Still 1260 AM. Turn on the Badgers right after this big show. But Dom, I got some news that's going to send a shiver down your spine. Newest polling. The presumptive nominees of each of their respective parties. Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Head-to-head polling. Currently, Trump wins. And a little follow-up. I don't believe it. The polling says right now, Trump beats Biden. And a little follow-up shiver headline at the Hill, not the Post. Marjorie Taylor Greene sees herself on a short list for Trump's VP.
Yeah.
Old Three Toes thinks she's on the short list, huh? Former White House strategist Steve Bannon has said Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene sees herself on a short list to be named former President Trump's running mate in his 2024 bid to retake the Oval Office, when the campaign pledge will be, this time, we're going to hang Mike Pence.
We really mean it this time.
Here's what podcaster Bannon told NBC News. How does he get interviews with NBC News? This is no shrinking violet. She's ambitious. She's not shy about that, nor should she be. She sees herself on the short list for Trump's VP. When Green looks in the mirror, she sees a potential president smiling back. Let that sink in just for a moment. Bannon claims when Marjorie Three-Toe Taylor Green looks in the mirror, she sees a future president smiling back. An unnamed source to the NBC News piece concurred that Green's whole vision is to snag the second-in-command slot on Trump's ticket. It's going to have to be awfully loyal, Dom. Might be some furniture shopping involved is all I got to say.
He's going to move on her like a bitch because that's what megas do.
An ardent Trump ally, Green endorsed Trump even before his official launch. I'm voting for the guy that's not running yet, but I know he will, and I support him. She said last summer that she would be honored to run alongside Trump in 2024.
Yeah, they'll honored. Be running Bonnie and Clyde style. They'll be running.
Anyways, that's the gist of it. There's more, but that's the gist.
Okay, great. You know what? You could take that article. I mean, print it out, right? Print it out on your printer. Get a color printer. Do two-sided, not to waste too much paper. And then burn it. Because that's a bunch of BS. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not going to be the vice president or the president of the United States. You heard it here first. That is not going to happen.
Well, but will she be the co-pilot on the Trump three-toe green ticket 2024?
Someone's got to be the co-pilot on the Trump train. But again, that's a long ways from here to there.
Not really.
She's not. He's not running. He's going to get indicted. She's not running. No, this whole thing, this is all about clicks and selling stuff. They got to write something. Someone's got a deadline. They got to say something. You can't have dead air on the radio, Crudy. I do not believe for a minute that Donald Trump was running. And I certainly don't believe that Donald Trump was running with Marjorie Taylor Greene as the sidekick. And I certainly, certainly do not believe that ever in some twisted world, Marjorie Taylor Greene will ever, ever be the president of this country.
No one said she would. Just the sidecar on the Trump three-toe Greene 2024 ticket. Dom, you
Kurt,
think
you could be the sidecar on the Devil's Advocate's ticket to be president. If I run for president, then you're the sidecar, man. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Sorry, I've already committed myself to the D's nuts ticket. Now, if you'll Dom, if you'll recall, this weekend, 8 years ago, we were in Des Moines, Iowa, staying at the Marriott, watching the party people at the got a great lobby lounge and bar at the Marriott.
Bar. Yeah, that's a nice bar there.
That's the nicest people watching, political people watching bar, because when the politics come to Des Moines, Iowa, there's only really one nice bar slash hotel. They're all staying at the Marriott. We stayed at the Marriott, and then we went to the Citizen United Iowa Freedom Summit, right? And we met Donald Trump.
Freedom Summit, yep.
You met Donald Trump. You shook Donald Trump's hand.
He shook my hand.
8 years ago, probably today. I think it was January 25th. Yeah, 8 years ago today. You set him on a trajectory.
Don't blame me.
And the presidency.
Man. Don't blame me.
844. If not you, who would I blame?
Scott Walker.
Oh, yeah. I do blame him. Had he come to the spin room and been humiliated, you know, by us publicly, Dom, and
yes,
been done with it, he could have saved like $40 million in donor money.
Save it for who? I mean, it wasn't his money. I mean, who cares? OPM, baby.
844-967-2789. Scott Walker's failure as a presidential candidate was great for the economy of Iowa. Burned a lot of money there. Wisco Paul, welcome back. What do you got for us, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Devils. Crudy, you scare the living hell out of me. It's bad enough that Green and McCarthy are walking hand in hand in Congress, but so long, Green being vice president. So I got to be with you on, Dom. I don't think that's ever, ever going to happen. It's bad enough the insurrectionists are running Congress also. So nice show today, and Crudy, quit scaring me to death, please. Thanks.
Boo!
Nice show. Greatest show ever, Paul.
It was a freaking whopper of a show, Paul. No spot of cow for you. Let's not forget, Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of moved the caucus to get Kevin McCarthy elected. Is she a power player over on the Republican caucus side? Here is what was being said by Bannon of Three Toe Green. She's both strategic and disciplined. She made a power move, knowing what it would run up hard against her most ardent crew. She was prepared to take the intense heat hatred short-term for the long-term goal of being a player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game, Dom.
You know, we cannot take people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we should be concerned, right? I mean, not to say don't take them seriously. Don't take them seriously as politicians, certainly. Don't take them seriously as human beings. But you certainly have to be aware of the risk that that person, and it happens to be Marjorie Taylor Greene this time, or it's George Santos, but those, that type of person, that personality, that's what you got to watch out for. But no, I mean, all you got to do is look, review any of the things that Marjorie Taylor Greene has tweeted out and said over the last couple of years and tell me that she is a serious human being. I don't believe it.
Dominic, you're always serious.
Not
don't
really.
Forget, we're giving away a serious amount of money tomorrow on the airwaves. $1 million starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Just 15 hours to make yourself a part. And tonight on the Empowered Caregiver Show, 7 o'clock right here, Madison. The show's featuring a sex therapist. Little couples advice. I think we should listen together. The Empowered Caregivers right here on the Civic Media Network. Dom's not touching that one. Have a great night. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
For 7 years going, I've been trashed every day along the way.